Theodore imagines the wolf. Inside the room that doubles as a gym, they listen to Peter tracking the wolf. And Theodore decides, all of nine, to color a wolf gray as sky, red-eyed and eager, in a blue place with very green trees that look like spikes. And the wolf is swallowing one poor duck, orange as pumpkin, who weeps green tears, who tries to fly up and up from a puddle-sized pond where grasses sharp as flint wave his goodbye, where the wolf, gray as sky, cries yum, yum, and almost leaps. So happy is he to have found such round and orange flesh so near home.